And every time I touch one, they stay the people jumping, they shouting out more.
That's right.
The mouth fly like them carrying crew. It's my place, Apocalypto.
Yeah.
And every time I touch upon the show, bro, down the stage, murder, nice calypso. Hey, I don't fear them, I don't hear them.
Welcome to the Voice No Thoughts podcast.
Good evening and welcome to the Voice No Files podcast. I'm your host, Joel Frank. It is the 2nd of September 2019, it's the first day of the new school term. And tonight we are talking about the conduct of minibus operators and drivers, the recent closure of the Damara Harbour Bridge for repairs, and just how prepared is Guyana for emergency situations. Weigh in with your opinions on what you think can be done to remedy these situations. Night show is entitled Driver Whopping Body, Damara Bridge has broken down. One thing you won't have to worry about is the great prices down at Diamond Optical. Their back to school summer sale has just concluded, but you can still get them on your phone number 223-8433. Diamond Optical is located on the third floor of the City Mall. They stock contact lenses. They sell, of course, glasses. And go down there, get your eyes tested, children's eyes tested if you missed the back to school summer sale. They had a fabulous sale going on, which included free contact lens giveaway, strings for students, 20% off all frames for teachers and students, free strings for students. Right, so head on over to Diamond Optical, check them out, then get your eyes tested. And support Diamond Optical because Diamond Optical supports the Voice Note Files podcast. Now let's get into the podcast. We start a little bit late tonight. Apologies for that. I have a cold and I lost track of time just a little bit. So let's get into the music. The topic is out. I'll go share the live feed now. And let's see what you guys have to say.
Is warm to some artists. They need to upgrade yourself. Delete what you have and reprogram yourself. One thing over and over. The people getting fed up. It's monotonous. I'm feeling bored. That's what I said. No, my lyrical abilities in debate. When Barney writing your songs, when you nursery school rhymes, who does inspire you? SpongeBob or Patrick? You need to go and sing alongside Dolo. Try singing with Teletubbies or one of them. Now check my bars. Me say me better than them, me more lyrically. Because the rhythm come close like the military. Captivate them soul academically. Because your rhymes done dead in the cemetery. Don't pollute the system, it's chemically. I am a lyrical general, generally. Crucify these artists biblically. But who send? You send. Them send for me. Because me better than your family, your friend them. Me can't send any chat and defend them. Because me got more lyrics on me book and on me pocket and me stack it and me lock it and me lend them. You can bring in the boy, yeah, send them. Send in the artist one time, end them. Cause we not take tough chat back. Chat stop that. I will send them back in on your pen. Then put your hands up if you rate me. They come lately. They want talk but talk and debate me. How we no fear no boy with a bad on the road and your nose and the rice need gravy. This is crazy. Install your bravery. Lock down the place like music and slavery. And if you feel me name getting weary, jump house and put the ace off the crazy. Yeah, them no better than me. Don't have style like me. Can't drain my energy. What is to be must be. There's only one crazy. Not my ability, not even lyrically. Check the second verse carefully. Check my style at Squeezy's flow. Check the places Squeezy's go. And every time I touch one, they stay the people jumping, they shouting out more. The mouth fly like them carrying crew. It's my place, Apocalypto.
Yeah.
And every time I touch upon the show, bro, down the stage, murder, nice calypso. Hey, I don't fear them, I don't hear them. I thought so, come on, I can scare them. And if you feel the badder than me, download them, boy, song, take mine and compare them. You could hear them, interfere them, take them upon the cathedral and fear them. I wanna make enough circles around them, draw two triangle, pentagon, square them. Them no badder than me.
No way.
Don't have style like me.
No way.
Okay, so first off, last night at midnight around the time, or around 12 a.m. this morning, Demerara Harbor Bridge. This article hit the Catcher News newspaper. The Demerara Harbor Bridge will be out of commission after a tug barge ran into the structure around midnight. The bridge has been thrown out of line, and would be out of commission for 2 days, management disclosed. The bridge is a critical link to the West Demerara area and would leave thousands of vehicles stranded. Today also marks the beginning of the new school term. Talk about a bad time to be disconnected from the city. However, you're not, students and teachers or workers are not completely locked out of Georgetown. There are speedboats that are operating up to, I think, 10 p.m. So there is that means of getting across the river. But that leaves people that would drive or depend on their vehicle to get across or need their vehicle to be in town for some reason or the other. That leaves them stranded. So, coming out of that, I'm asking you guys, is Ghana prepared for an emergency situation? Right? Do you really think that we were prepared for emergency situations? Because, well, most of you who listen or know me personally know that I attend UG. And while attending UG, one of my friends comes from the Bartico area. He would usually come down to town and stay in town. He'd bring his vehicle with him so he can get around and do what he has to do. He's unable to do so. There are no ferries plying the Demerara River between the West Coast and Georgetown that I know of. And even if there were, I'm not too certain about the serviceability of the wharves or the stellings between Georgetown and the West Coast. If you know that these stellings or wharves operate and can manage to bring vehicles to and fro from the city to the West Coast, then please do let me know in the comment section or just send me a WhatsApp or a Facebook message to the Voice Note First podcast page on Facebook. So that's that. That's one thing we're talking about. The other thing is the conduct of these minibus drivers and conductors. Man, these people get out of hand sometimes. I was over the weekend, Sunday particularly, I took a trip up the West Coast to take my son and his mom to church. Not up the West Coast, I took a trip up the East Coast, sorry, to take my mom and my son and his mom to church. Anyways, I took a trip up the East Coast to take my son and his mother to church over the weekend, Sunday. On the way down, the bus driver tried to put four people in the seat in front of me, I believe it was, and a young man in that seat wasn't having it. The bus driver's words were, and I quote, "Well, come out if you want, come out, me business." Now, you as a bus driver, you are providing a service to the public. You rely on the public and passengers to pay you so that you can maintain your bus if it is your bus, or you can maintain the people bus. And if the bus isn't fully paid for, so that the people could pay the auto dealer, or so that you could pay the auto dealer yourself, and if you have a conductor so that he can get paid also. So a lot of people rely on, let me just mute this phone. A lot of people rely on the money that is earned by these bus drivers for various things, whether it be to get paid so that they can go home and provide for their families, or to get paid so that they can continue their business, which may be vehicle importation and the like. Right. Sorry about that. So, it should follow therefore that, you know, bus drivers and bus conductors should be courteous to passengers. Nobody is begging you to take them any place. Nobody's asking you for a free job. Customers, travelers are paying physical cash move from point A to point B and should be treated with the respect that their dollar commands. Now, aside from the general conduct or lack thereof by right, there's also the issue of bus drivers and bus conductors randomly raising fares. Like, for instance, if you're going to the West Coast, certain parts you pay $200 from Georgetown to the West Coast, and the fare would increase the deeper into the West Coast you go. Now, on Sundays, a trip that would cost you $200 could easily cost you $300, and that really isn't necessary. Now, people might argue, on Sundays it's be a slower day. Yes, I understand that. But at the same time, there's no provision in the transport laws for you to hike your rates by 50% on a Sunday. People still need to travel. And Sundays are, while they are slow and in some part of the day, during the morning hours, Sundays are usually busy, and during the evening or Sundays are usually busy because Guyanese like to go to the seawalls, Guyanese like to club, and these kind of things. And of course, Sunday morning is church. So you do get people traveling. So this thing where people usually just randomly raise the fees to travel is ridiculous, at least in my opinion. So this is what we're discussing tonight. Let me know what you think about the topic. Let me know, or the topics, or the various parts of the topics. Let me know what you think. I'm here with you guys. So you have me up until...
Yo, Joey. You know we colorblind when it comes to our wine.
Yes, you have me up until about 10:40, as soon as I start around 9:40 p.m. So, yes, I will be with you. Tune in, share the live, let me know what you think about the topic.
Hey! Charge up, charge up! Charge up, charge up! Hey! Charge us like a charger! I want to come and plug in! That bumper need battery! I want to come and plug in! My one by you iPhone! I want to come and plug in!
On the wall, on the road, let me go! That girl with the big fat load.
Plug it, plug it, I bring that bumper. Plug it, plug it, into my charger. Plug it, plug it, I bring that bumper. Plug it, plug it, girl, I will charge you. Plug it, plug it, I bring that bumper. Plug it, plug it, into my charger. Plug it, plug it, I bring that bumper. Plug it, plug it.
Winding up on a girl, I come to plug in. I come to charge up a girl, I come to plug in. Winding up on a girl, I come to plug in. I come to charge up a girl, I come to plug in.
Hey, girl, send them
back to put up there.
Plug in,
let's see back right here.
Plug in.
Wine, let me plug in at the car drive.
Plug in,
knock the foot up there.
Plug in,
let's see back right here.
Plug in,
bring a girl with the big fat wine. Let me plug in at the car drive.
Your bumper not starting, just plug in and get some charging. You could call on me anytime of the night, any day and into the morning. Hey, charge it up on the road. Look on the back and send me the code. If you buy charger in the Chinese shop, well, your bumper gonna overload.
Hey,
plug in, plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug in, plug in, into my charger. Plug in, plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug in, plug in,
I let me charge you.
Plug in, plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug in, plug in, into my charger. Plug in, plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug in, plug in.
I find it up on a girl, I come to plug in. I come to charge up a girl, I come to plug in.
Plug in,
bring a girl with the big fat wine, let me plug in at the car drive.
Plug in,
lock the foot up there.
Plug in,
let's see back right here.
Plug in,
bring a girl with the big fat wine, let me plug in at the car drive.
Hey, plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug in, plug in, into my charger. Plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug in, plug in,
and I will charge you.
All right, so while we're on the topic, or while we're speaking about this topic, today marks the opening of the school term over here in Guyana. And that is going to be interesting, or that would have been an interesting day, since along various parts of the East Coast, roadworks are in operation, and only one side of the roadworks in some areas, and I guess, I'm not sure because I didn't go up today, in some areas you they'd have to divert from the main road and come through villages to come down to town. So traffic would be congested. It's an interesting time to be doing roadworks. I mean, these roadworks have started since before school opened. And granted, the one side of the road that is serviceable and viable is just about wide enough for two vehicles to pass side by side, because they're widening the roads to facilitate two lanes on each side. But that does not detract from the fact that along the roadway, there's heavy equipment that would stall up traffic at some point in time. So that would greatly affect the ability of students and teachers to get into work or to get to school and to have a productive day. And coming down from the East Coast today after class, the line to turn out to Camp Chute was long. It was very long. So that's that. And these bus drivers, sometimes they operate like they're carrying cargo rather than people. I find the seats in these buses very uncomfortable. I find the way drivers drive in terms of not taking care and caution to go over the humps and bumps along the road while transporting living people. You're not, it's not dead people they're carrying. And me, I'm 6'1" thereabout. I can't sit in the back seat of a bus. If I do, I'm going to come out with a headache. Not because of loud music, which some buses do have, but because of the fact that the back seat sits directly beneath a little pillar or a little beam in the bus. And my head will hit that beam. So I avoid the back seat at all costs. There's a fact that there's not a lot of leg room in some of the seats in these buses, because there are four seats behind the driver's seat, and some of them are a little cramped for room. So I'm asking drivers, man, look, you're a human being, you got family. Would you like for somebody to tell your family get out and walk? They don't care if your family feel uncomfortable in the bus and them kind of thing, but nah, you got up on your heads, buddy. Right? Especially if transportation is hard, you gotta be considerate. You can't want to make people uncomfortable. You can't want to make passengers uncomfortable when they are the ones that are paying your salary. If everyone in that bus is to get up and say, yo, because you tell this man to get up and leave because he's uncomfortable, we gotta come on the bus, you would have lost 15 times how much times your fare is simply because you want to carry one extra passenger. And then you'd have to start building your load back up from that point in time all the way back to town or to wherever it is that you're going. So I would encourage drivers to be considerate, be very considerate. Yes, it's probably your bus or whatever, but at the end of the day, your bus provides a public service and you need to be considerate of the members of the public. You gotta be doing some customer representative work there. You are dealing with customers, right? So
if you have some fun, I never intend to bust too, cause can't pull me down. I drink two shots already and my chest is beginning to bust, can't pull me down. I make two steps to home and I scatter and I just fall down, can't pull me down. Be Jesus, no one criticize you. Try seeing them out with two crazy glue. They calling your name from Jartung to Linden. I never talk about the good things you do.
Okay, so the last time I was live, it was with the Dexadaps debacle. And I told you that I was hearing some chit chat about who the young lady was. Well, her name is Jay Queen, and she has turned into a kind of local celebrity. She has reactivated her Facebook account, and she has created a photo. Well, not a photo. She's gotten a T-shirt done that says, "Dexter, don't lie on the buff." That's on the front of the T-shirt. In the back of the T-shirt says, "Dexter Dapps, owner," at the bottom. So She has now turned the negative attention she's gotten into some sort of positive vibe, and I shout out to her for doing that, you know. However, I still don't think that she should have shared that stuff on WhatsApp. And well, guys are commended all the time for having sex with multiple people, so, or for their conquest. If she wants to ride the hype of her sexual conquest, you know, all's fair in love and war, I guess. So, yeah, her name is Jay Queen. You can probably find her on Facebook. So shout out to Jay Queen for overcoming that little obstacle that came her way.
For many years I want sing a calypso, but it's lack of experience. Real I'm a fan, I intrude a canary and rebel them, this competition was tense. So my first entry in this competition, we gon' call it that don't make sense. I gon' tell you stories and situation and you judge with a fair conscience. Not forgetting the former commissioner who once held gun in the country. When I think of Silala and the gun license, I just envision comedy. He could have seek the minister permission and avoid no publicity. But instead he put the address, sign the letter and send the letter right back to him.
Right,
that don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. I could sing whole year but the GPF but take on some like a bashing police. Their job description is protect and serve and occasionally keep the peace.
Well,
but this year come year got different commission and answers like it increase. From the darkest thing to the highest bribe and the button without degree. Remember last year shootout with police?
I remember.
When three men die on DC wall. When I hear the police explanation, it didn't make no damn sense at all.
Really?
Between the eyewitness, the police story, the bandits firearms small. Well, they find one gun and they kill three men, but not one bullet touch the car. That don't make sense.
The man has tripped.
That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense.
Tristan, good night, son. Good night. How are you doing tonight? What is your take on the topic up for discussion tonight? We're looking again in narrow focus, talking about the conduct of minibus operators and drivers, the recent closure of the Demerara Harbor Bridge for repairs, and just how prepared is Ghana for emergency situations. Has any of this affected you? And what do you have to say about it?
Protection, but when it comes for the big man trying to talk, then you talk. Calm down. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make. Or when I think of the opposition leader, well, plenty things don't make sense. He said guy ain't ready for no copyright law like he thieving at my expense. It's like the aisle money settled for enough for them just who's your missus and Rex conference. So when it come to the one man band politician, I vote in no confidence. The other day I was coming from a big stage show. Police set up the roadblock. The inspector said, Rasta man, exit the car. Corporal, search this jam. He checked me pocket, me wallet, never once checked the car. Finally, when he stopped, I said, officer man, where's the reason for this? He said, I'm somebody just get kidnapped. That don't
make sense. Be a rat man. A rat get kidnapped.
That don't make sense. No nonsense. 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 That don't make
You better buck up and leave, girl, because you be in this.
So Kwesi was just singing about that don't make sense. You know what doesn't make sense? Bus drivers telling people they don't care if the person doesn't want to set four in a seat, a seat designed or rated for three people. If they walk out the bus, they could come out, they don't care. Bus drivers got to remember, and I'm going to say this again, I've said it already in the podcast earlier in this episode. They got to remember that these people pay their bills. These people put money in your pocket to put food in your mouth. Do what you have to do to cater for your conductor, yourself, the owner, the bus, and the person you buy it from. You need to show these people respect.
Don't know your friends or no family. Be sleeping by you, but you can't sleep by him. But then you're calling yourself the wifey again. My girl, you like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing to you, he have a loan. Papa is showing up while you're calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver.
And shout out also to those teachers that showed up today for the first day of school, taking students off the hands of their parents. I know some parents were rejoicing on Facebook. Some parents were eagerly anticipating the time when they could send their children back to school. And also, and I'm also thinking, diverging from what I just said there, I'm thinking maybe Mondays we could do current events. Wednesdays we could do what's trending, and on Friday we could do relationship love advice kind podcast themes. So let me know what you think if you're listening, or if you listen after. Please message me on the Voice Note Files page on Facebook, or if you have my personal number, WhatsApp me, let me know what you think.
My girl, you like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing to you, he have a loan. Papa is showing up when you're calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper.
Give me some folks and let me sing something now. And she brazen so I give she more like a name Uncle Joe. I don't beat me love, I am not Sanko Bambo. Fire get hot, make she see Mexico. She holla fi daddy like a Shelly G song. I say girl, your daddy gone poor from John. No man lie down and man can function. This is not a folk song. Fine on me, bend over girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh. Wine on me, bend over girl, I want you grind on me. I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh.
Okay, so this is a reminder that if you missed the Voice Note Files podcast on Facebook, it is still available after we air, after the live. It's available on Facebook. It's available as audio only over on Anchor.fm and Spotify and Radio Public and Google Cast and Apple Podcast and a lot of other platforms. We're available on a total of 8 platforms currently. For a complete list of platforms, visit the Facebook page, which will take you to the Anchor page, where you will see all the available listening options, except for Facebook. You know, so Facebook is a live platform. Anchor and the rest are the audio-only platforms where you can listen to the podcast after it's aired.
Bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh. Wine on me. Bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh. The girl named Lily and she brazen so. I give she more like a name Uncle Joe. I don't beat me love, I am not Sanko Bambo. Fire get hot, make she say make so. She holla for daddy like a Shelly. Wine on me, bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh. Wine on me, bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh.
brutal tracks. Brutal tracks. Tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl, move. Shake up your bumper, watch move. This. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper. Tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl, move. Shake up your bumper, watch move. This. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper. Tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl, move. If you can't gyrate, I rate. Got the bumper, man, appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up and wait. Wait, you calculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine milk shake. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look, a man there behind you.
All right, we're coming up on the second half of the podcast. And, I had planned to ask a question during the second half of the podcast and give away probably $500 credits. So for those of you who haven't tuned in as yet, I just sent that message out to the WhatsApp crew, to the WhatsApp broadcast list. So let's see who tunes in, how many people tune in, and that question will be asked at about halfway through the second half of the podcast. And let's see if anyone answers and if they answer correctly.
Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl. Shake up your bumper, girl. Shake up your bumper, girl. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl. If she can't gyrate, you got the bumper, man, appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up, stand up. Wait, recalculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine milkshake. Hold on. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your man didn't mind you, turn it around. Look a man there behind you, turn it around. If it's your life, find you, turn it around.
I say your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around. Put the crosses behind you, turn it around. Father got him design you, turn it around.
Okay, so you might be traveling on the bus and you might go help on the drive and ask you what I mean exactly we doing. But there is one company or one service provider you would never have to ask what I mean what guy now we're up on, and that's Diamond Optical. 6 months credits. Free lifetime service. The best deals on spectacles and contact lenses in Guyana. You don't have to question nothing these people do. Right, Diamond Optical is located on the third floor of the City Mall. You can get them on telephone number 650-9559, 665-9559, or 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. Remember, people, support Diamond Optical because they support the Voice Note Files podcast. And any support of the Voice Note Files podcast deserves your support. All right, stay tuned.
We don't spoil the sun, no garden tools, every possession, but I got a fork, it does work good, this the best fork in the neighborhood, so right now I'm broke, and I need money, so no man in the world, who would fork like me, hotel a forking, whole night a forking, in the morning forking, in the evening forking, when it rain a forking, in the sun a forking. Thunderstorm a forking, every day a forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using, they say ways is so confusing. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using, they say ways is so confusing. Well, I like the fork, as a good worker. My favorite plant, banana sucker. Well, this woman asked me to come for Chilan. She want to work with, she lazy husband. I said, listen, lady, make a plenty ego. If I can't work with you, I have to say no. She said, tell me crazy. I don't understand. I said, I'm going to tell you straight. I don't fork with man. All day I'm forking, all night I'm forking. In the morning forking, in the evening forking. When it rain I'm forking, in the sun I'm forking. Thunderstorm I'm forking, every day I'm forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using, their sequence is so confusing. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using, their sequence is so confusing. Well, some people cheap,
people cheap.
That's a big mistake,
big mistake.
They just buy them fork,
buy them fork.
That Chinese make,
Chinese make.
You don't buy them thing,
buy them thing.
Them thing is fake,
them thing is.
But my fork is strong,
it has take long for break.
I want to see hands up with your fork, rags up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up with your fork, rags up with your fork, flags up
Good evening, Miranda. How are you this evening? As you can see on your screen there, tonight we're taking a narrow focus on Guyana. We're talking about the conduct of minibus operators and drivers, the recent closure of the Demerara Bridge for repairs, and just how prepared is Guyana for an emergency situation. Have you experienced, I don't know if the Demerara Bridge has affected you in any way, but has any of these topics affected you? Anything we were discussing tonight affect you? Have anything to say about it?
Hey, Brutus! It's a fun thing. Come in, I want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we no want no ugly girl wife. Come in, just a thing about the big day. Thing about the big day now. Pretty girl, not on no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly people. So you better think about the big day. Think about the big day. Certain people run the compass for your things. Ugly man will give you ugly offsprings. Me no want them paper girl for in me ring. Never. You better listen when the ace man a sing. She says she fit.
Good night, Kiki. How are you tonight?
An ugly girl predictor. You are no girl, let's see what's who keep. I come in, I want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we no want no ugly girl wife. Come in, just a thing about the big day.
So today sometime we cracked 100 likes on the Facebook page for the Voice No Files podcast, and in recognition of this we are going to have a competition. There's going to be two. There's a mild competition during this live broadcast tonight, and there's going to be a competition that will run for a week. Well, not exactly a week. It's going to start tonight, and it will run until Friday. You have until Friday to send in your submissions. And that competition goes like this. So because of the fact we've reached 100 likes, I've decided to ask listeners and contributors to send in voice notes introducing the show. And these voice notes will be put to a vote. The winning voice note will be introducing the show for all episodes going forward. So here are the details for that competition. First off, you will be seeing your voice note that you submit for the competition will say, "Hello and welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast." That's all you have to say. Hello and welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast. Just say it as best as you can and then submit your voice note to either the WhatsApp, to my WhatsApp phone number or to the Voice Note Files page on Facebook. On Friday, entries will be closed and a video will be made with all the submissions, and that will be put on Facebook, inviting people to vote for their favorite voice to introduce the podcast. By the next Monday, or the very latest, the next Friday, I'm not entirely sure, but I will let you know, by the next Monday or the next Friday, the winner will be announced. Let's say the next Monday, yeah, because Friday is the last podcast for the week. So by Monday, the winner will be announced, and that voice will introduce every other Voice Note Files podcast that is aired or recorded. Right? It's that simple. So send in your voice notes and let's see who wins.
I remember when was Republic true. Everybody used to participate.
For real.
Once the private sector, the government
time the rebels through the gate. We used to represent for all the colors, every nation, culture and creed. Was one people, one nation, under one flag, I know we bleed.
That's true.
Now everybody turns spectator, nobody wanna shake their dance. No so come on, knock on agenda, and the steel band don't sound a trance. Any nation without a culture is a nation without no luck. We got no costume, no float, no parade, and a thousand big party. Chuck the wire, hold and wine, took and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine, everybody wine. Let me see you wine, while you broke off your back, the wire, go break your spine. No, hold and wine, took and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine, everybody wine. Let me see you wine, while you broke off your back, the wire, go break your spine.
Well, imagine inside we carnival and they're playing dancehall today. It's like no old soca, few Guyanese and the organizers don't care. It's everybody on the side like cricket. They should all get parking ticket. And the music, I can't even take it. You want to hear how the writers make it? Boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang. That is the song. My girl rock it, roll and walk it, everything rock it. Girl, girl rock it, roll and roll, roll and roll. Like it's the music out of control.
Say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but among the I've heard, it's too numerous to mention. Yeah,
this place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah, stupid questions.
Well, I know this might be funny, but I don't want you to laugh. I got a little story that all of we could laugh. Like, you're at home and you want to be alone, but somebody wake you up when they call your land phone. You're answering the phone, but you can't even say. The next nigga knocks, hey, where's the there? Sometime I just wonder if people stupid. Cause if you call my landline, we expect me to be. And don't bring the plastic call forward to me. Half the population is living poverty. And another thing, the song like complete symphonies. They just call you cell phone and ask you, who is this? Like, me and the Regin was lying upon the corner, I sipping a Guinness and he's smoking marijuana. Well, you don't know a policeman that's harassing Guyana. So when the van pull up, I tell them I's a farmer. The man say he's a farmer, you ever plant banana? But then my Regin go and tell the man that he's a painter. The man say if you painting, you can paint soon. A one fox is something, you ever paint a tomb? It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah, stupid questions.
A night I saw something that really made me ponder. George Bush go on stage and shake off Stevie Wonder. Well, then I realized that the world crazy. Oh, you're gonna shake off a blind man expecting to see. Well, this one is a completely different story. I ever tell you about the sweet girl who tried to rob me? Call me and tell me how she needs some money. Well, the first thing, I don't believe a stupid story. She tell me how she want buy back she TV. How the current passing and it blows she icy. I just tell she on the phone, you bloody crazy. You forget you don't have electricity. It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah, stupid questions.
The other day nearly laughed till I get narrow. A man passed by me out selling drop of water. I'm not saying what he said is wrong completely, but I never seen a man climbing a water tree. All I'm saying is certain things that we need to stop, cause if you pick it or it fall, it got to drop. Let me tell you about big time illiteracy, and you gon' tell me if this country is really crazy. Some people they say things like to make you cuss, like me and my girlfriend waiting on a minibus. A bus pull up, it completely empty. She gonna ask the conductor, you got space a week? It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions, yeah. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions. No, it's like a big bun swan who does step on TV. Well, he always promoting somebody party, and when you miss it, he using redundancy. If you call me, you get a free complimentary. I don't know if it's E or illiteracy, but if it's complimentary, it's not already free. Some people, they see people with big, big belly and go up to them and say, hey, you getting baby? It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions, this place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions, this place is crazy.
Are you guys ready for this question? We're gonna find out who are the hardcore diehard Voice Note Files fans on Facebook. Alright, so stay tuned, give me 1 second.
So me step in the club and the vibe feel nice, clothes and me shoes brand new. I don't tie me myself before the club close, cause I know that we get curfew. I don't make up my mind to wipe on the glass, so when the Babylon pass through. I don't drink up the rum and brisk on the bumper fool when me quarter to two. So bartender bring the guy and his rum chaser, I bring some ice. When you know to yourself you're ugly.
Alright, here's the question. What was the title of the very first Voice Note Files podcast? The question again is, what was the title of the very first Voice Note Files podcast? Answer this question correctly and you get $500 credit of your choice, be it GTNT or Digicel in your phone.
Well, I know I was born to embrace the fun, it always was inside me. See me and my father and my grandfather got a party history. We just go to the club and buy a large bottle, don't leave till it empty. Well, the only thing we don't drink a little bit, so make sure you run plenty. I wanna talk here over me plenty rum, West Indian party the best. We just drink and drunk and wine away, outsiders say we possess. Well, I can't have...
Alright, once again, if you missed it just now, here's the question. What is the title of the very first Voice Note Files podcast? Once again, what is the title of the very first Voice Note Files podcast? I know some of you out there might be asking, why are you doing this in the last part of the show, last half of the show? It's for listener retention, right? So we're gonna know who the hardcore Voice Note Files podcast fans are. This is gonna show us if anyone actually answers the question, who those people are. We're coming up on a 10-minute mark, 10 minutes remaining almost, and the question is, what was the title of the very first Voice Note Files podcast episode? What was the title of the very first Voice Note Files podcast episode? We just passed a month on Facebook and on the podcast. We just cracked 100 likes, so we're giving away $500 credit to some lucky person. So, what was the title of the very first Voice Note Files podcast episode? Let's hear it.
Is one to some artists. You need to upgrade yourself. Delete what you have and reprogram yourself. One thing over and over.
They be getting fed up, it's monotonous. I'm feeling bored.
Oh, by the way, please respond via voice note so that those listening can know that, you know, you legitimately won. We don't want people thinking that I just gave away the money to somebody of my choosing. So what was the title of the very first Voice Note Files podcast episode?
I'm more lyrically, because the rhythm come close like the military. Captivate them soul academically, because your rhymes done dead in the cemetery. Don't pollute the system, it's chemically. I am a lyrical general, generally. Crucify these artists biblically. But who send? You send. Them send for me. Become a father than your family, your friend them. Me can send in me chat and defend them. Because me got more lyrics on me book and on me pocket, and me stack it, and me knock it, and me lend them. You can bring in the boy, yeah, send them. Send in the artist one time, end them. Cause we not take tough chat, back chat, stop that. Send them back in on your pen, then put your hands up if you rate me. They come lately, they want talk, but talk and debate me. How we no fear no boy with a bad bun the road, and your nose and the rice need gravy. This is crazy, install your bravery. Lock down the place like musical slavery. And if you feel me name getting weary, chop house, I put the ace off the pacing. Yeah, them no better than me.
No way.
Don't have style like me.
No way.
Can't drain my energy.
No way.
What is to be must be.
No way.
There's only one crazy.
No way.
Not my ability,
no way.
Not even lyrically.
No way.
Check the second verse, keep on it. Check my style, that's crazy, is flow. Check the places, crazy, is go. And every time I touch upon the stage, the people jump in, they're shouting out, no.
That's right.
The mouth fly like them carrying crew. Is my place apocalypto?
Yeah.
And every time I touch upon the show, bro, down the stage, murder, nice calypso. Hey, I don't fear them, I don't hear them. I touch so come and knock and scare them. And if you feel the badder than me, download them, boy, song, take mine and compare them. You could hear them, interfere them, take them upon the cathedral and fear them. I wanna make enough circles around them, draw two triangle pentagons, square them.
Yes, people. 9 minutes remaining in the podcast. One of our regular listeners is like, Joel, how could I remember that? I'm sorry, baby girl, but it's to show me who the real hardcore fans are. And it's being done this late in the episode so that people will continue to listen to the program all the way to the end. I will be doing more giveaways, just randomly pick a day if I got some extra money or whatever and just give away something or some amount of credits. So today's giveaway is in celebration of 100 likes, and we have passed a month on the podcast. So in recognition of that, in celebration of that, we're giving away $500 credit to anybody that could tell me what was the title of the very first Voice Note Files podcast episode.
Crazy inside your bravery, lock down the place like musical slavery. And if you feel my name getting weary, chow pose, I put the ace off the place.
One time.
No way.
Marshall said happiness is the measure of our success. So crazy, yes, I'm taking on no stress. Alright.
I just free all my demons, celebrate life. I blow pig name, make a divorce my wife. I go into the rum shop, I got to rejoice. Take my friend them advice. I just want live me life, no stress, just free. I don't give a damn but plenty money. And all who say that they don't like me, father, so you must love your enemy, you can't pull me down. I come in for you have some fun, I never intend to bust you, cause you can't pull me down. I drink full shot already and my chest is beginning to bust, can't pull me down. I make two steps to home and I scat and I just fall down, can't pull me. Could I be Jesus? No one criticize you. Try seal them out with two crazy glue. They calling your name from Jatong to Linden. I never talk about the good things you do. I'm just speaking my mind, I've no time for play. They even tell people crazy is gay. Well, you is the one who come out with classes. I just use wardrobe every day. You can't pull me down. I come in for you have some fun. I never intend to bust you, cause you can't pull me down. I drink full shot already and my chest is beginning to bust. You can't pull me down. I make two steps to home and I scat and I just fall down. You can't pull me down. Pull me down. I just free all my demons, celebrate life. A blue pig knee, make a divorce my wife. I go into the rum shop, I got to rejoice. Take me friend them advice. I just want to live my life, no stress, just free. I don't give a damn but plenty money. And all who said that they don't like me, father, say you must love your enemy, you can't pull me down. I come if we have some fun, I never intend to bust no gun, can't pull me down. I drink four shots already and my chest is beginning to burn, can't pull me down. I make two steps to my woman, I scatter and I just fall down, can't pull me down.
You got some people complaining about the difficulty, the question here. Whose phone is that? Hold on a second, please.
Pull me down. Pull.
This is one time. JB, one time.
You better pack up and leave, girl. Because you're being deceived, girl. My girl, it's time you must go. He got you in the bag, girl. Make you a clown, girl. You better listen to me flow. My God.
Right, back to the show. Yes. So let me see if I could dumb down this question a little bit, make it a little bit easier for you in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the show. Alright. Here is a new question. Where was the Voice Note First podcast started? Where was it started? We know that it's on Facebook. We know that every episode from late July has gone live on Facebook. Where did it start? Where is the genesis? Where does the Voice Note Files podcast owe its heritage? Where did it start?
He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing to you, he have a loan. Papa is showing up while you're calling the phone. The man have you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You try and hashtag the man on Instagram. The next day you see you get an instant ban. You post up a picture them on Facebook. He said, baby, take it down, I don't like our look. He was your profile pic, BB and WhatsApp. He said the next time you're gonna get a hot slap. Now you want throw shades when you're in a love trap. You don't peel stone when you're there a glass shop. My girl, you like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thinking you have a loan. Papa is showing up when you're calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You're looking for help.
So the new question is, and it's very easy, as we come to the very, very end of the show. Where did the Voice Note Files podcast come from? Where does it owe its roots? Where did it begin? You tell me that you get $500 credit. Simple as that.
I get my girl. You're like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing to you, he have a loan. Papa is showing up when you're calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper.
Yeah. Yo, Joey. You know we colorblind when it comes to our wine. Now listen, listen.
Winding down, about 2 minutes left. Where does the Voice Note Files podcast owe its heritage? Where did it begin? How did it start? Here's a clue even. Just look at the name. Don't even come and tell me about Voice Notes. Tell me where it started. How did it get, where did it begin? Where did the Voice Note Files begin? Where did the Voice Note Files podcast begin? You tell me that, you get $500 credit.
Cause we the what race, holy ways. 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 Give me the drum and the bass, holy ways. Me crazy ears, holy ways. Step in the place, holy ways. He rip the case, holy ways. My ancestors are African, and my cousin them is Indian. It's like Dalpore and the Cooker Price, the Bandit and the Obia man. We unite every time it's cricket. We like when West Indies bat.
And if you come by me when it's Christmas time, everybody else get pepper pot. Well, if you see me in a truck, they show. And I whining till in the front. And you bring them racism, talk to me, you're gonna hear about your mother.
All right, that's it. That is it. We are in the final 30 seconds of the show. So, the one thing you would never have to question is deals done on Diamond Optical. You would never go out to Diamond Optical and sell one, buddy. This price is too expensive. Oh yeah, prices is fluctuating, though. The back school semester has finished, but they are still located on the third floor of the City Mall, and they still have the best deals on glasses and contact lenses in the country. Diamond Optical can be contacted on telephone numbers 650-9559, 665-9559, and 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 1 hour mark. This is your host, Joel Frank, saying good night to you. No one has answered the question, even though I made it very easy coming down to the very end of the show. So maybe I'll try that giveaway again Wednesday. Maybe, you never know. You gotta tune in, you gotta listen to the entire podcast live to know when the next giveaway is going to happen, because I'm not gonna say beforehand. You guys enjoy your night, and I will see you, or you will hear me again on Wednesday. Good night. Leave them stupid people in the corner now.